All right, good morning to you. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and it's all kicking off in England. Here to explain what's happening with Brexit is Sean Defoe from Today FM News. How are you?
I'm all right. I can't say Brexit anymore, though. I just started calling it the B word because it's just, I can't deal with this.
Are we surprised by anything that happened last night?
I suppose surprised by how much she lost by. She lost by 230 votes, which is the largest sitting government the UK has ever lost a vote by. Like any other situation, it would be a resigning matter. She'd been gone, the government would fall. But Brexit is so messed up, no one wants to step into that vacuum.
Yeah,
so,
well, why is she still there?
She's still there because no one really wants, in her own party, really wants to be the one who did Brexit.
Is it like being Minister for Health here?
Kind of. No one wants it. It's a poison chalice.
And you've nothing to point and laugh at if you are it.
Like. Yeah. Everyone knows she's just happy enough to do it. And she will only be the Prime Minister for Brexit. Nothing else.
Yeah.
It's just Prime Minister of Brexit. And the likes of Boris Johnson and Gove, they don't really want it. And I'm not really convinced that Jeremy Corbyn or anyone else wants to be that person who took the UK out of the EU either.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like now she's gone, well, look, I didn't, you know, what I tried didn't work, so why don't you all get together and sort it out yourselves? Because she's handed it back over to the MPs now.
Yeah, well, they kind of forced a few votes in the last few weeks to make sure she had to do that.
Yeah.
So she has now until Monday to come up with a plan B after spending 2 years on plan A that didn't really work out. So not a huge amount of time to go and get that together. But the problem is, like, everyone agreed last night, or all the people who voted against it agreed, they don't like this deal, but none of them could agree what they actually want.
No.
Or want to do.
Like, to me, Theresa May reminds me of my wife. I'm sure she wouldn't be
your
happy
poor
with me
wife,
saying that.
That's a scurrilous thing to say.
Yeah, I'm going to back this up. But basically, like, dinner time in my house, my wife is cooking stuff and my kids are sitting around the table like little MPs going, we don't like sweet potato. We hate pesto. Oh, we're sick of pasta. And like, eventually my wife turns around and goes, right, well, what do you want? Why don't you tell me what you want for dinner? And that's kind of what Theresa May is doing now.
She's going,
look, I've been cooking pesto for 2 years. You tell me what you want for dinner.
I kind of imagine you as the Speaker of the House at this going, like, with all respect to the Right Honourable Gentleman in second class, you're eating your pesto. But she is kind of like that. Yeah, she's throwing it back to them because even in the aftermath and watching the coverage last night, you know, they were coming out and asking for all sorts of different things. There's basically five options on the table now. So they can either extend Article 50, try to renegotiate the deal, which probably won't work, have no deal at all, which is probably the worst of all options, or have an election or have a second referendum. And they're pretty much equally split on that, so there's no majority for where they go next.
Yeah, and they keep talking about Norway too, which sounds like the sequel to a film nobody watched.
Yeah, no one really wants to be like Norway anyway, but yeah, this is Norway Plus, so they have kind of a deal where they're not in the EU, but they get a lot of the membership and they pay into it, but they don't have any say, so they don't have any MEPs, so they get some of the benefits without actually being a full member. It's like kind of it's like joining the gym for January. You know, you join the gym for a little while, but you're not staying for the full year. You don't want to be in that. So they want that plus a little bit extra.
Yeah, and Norway Plus is like Norway, except just has a bigger screen.
that's probably the simplest way to put it. Yeah.
Let's have a listen to the actual vote, because the whole thing just is like an episode of a sitcom. Let's have a listen.
The ayes to the right, 202. Ooh. The nose to the left, 432.
Like, the oohs and ahs in that are incredible. They're like something straight out of a game show. I mean, you can hear the thing happening, like, well, Derek, you could win €1,000. Oh. But you are playing for this speedboat. It's fantastic to look at, isn't it?
It's so much more crack than the Dáil. The Dáil is just minus crack, whereas the Commons is absolutely mad. Like, they have, I didn't know, did you see before Christmas, they had this giant mace in there, a ceremonial mace, and someone tried to steal it during the proceedings. And just to go, the fact that there is a ceremonial mace in the first place, and I don't mean like mace the shop, I mean one of those big things the knights use to kill each other. It's just bizarre. And then they're shouting, they're oohing, they're aahing. It's incredible. It's actually entertainment lately.
Yeah. What is terrifying is that you still get the impression that to them, it's like a bit of crack in boarding school. Like somebody's getting hauled up in front of the headmaster. Mm. But actually, the future of, you know, a great nation is at stake.
Well, that's it. Not even the future of a great nation, but the future of us as well. That's even more concerning. And the fact that a lot of we're kind of prepared. There's a few preparations in place and the government's talking about that now, but compared to over the water, we're like miles ahead. They just don't have a notion what's going to happen, and it's about 70 days now until they're meant to actually leave, so time is pretty much running down.
Yeah, but you think we're prepared, and then you hear the Healy Rays saying that vegans have never done an honest day's work in their life.
Well, aren't they right? Aren't they?
Well, we're not going to go there. Sean Defoe from Today FM News, thank you so much for dropping in.
Thanks,
best of luck with all that. We look forward to seeing what unfolds. George Ezra on Today FM.